And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of September, 2024. It's the birthday of Leo Tolstoy, born on this day in 1828. Leo Tolstoy is remembered as both a towering pinnacle of Russian literature and a fascinating example of Christian anarchism. After a dramatic conversion, Tolstoy rejected his social position, the favored vices of his youth, and the dietary habits of his culture, becoming a vocal proponent of vegetarianism in his ascetic quest for the good life. Thousands of his contemporaries found Tolstoy's example deeply compelling, including Mahatma Gandhi, with whom he frequently corresponded. Tolstoy became an outspoken vegetarian at the age of 50. In his essay entitled The First Step, The Morals of Diet, Tolstoy argued not only against cruelty to animals, but also against the brutalization of those who worked in the meat industry, such as butchers, slaughtermen, and even shepherds and drovers. But vegetarianism was only one part of Tolstoy's religious philosophy, which also included chastity, temperance, the rejection of private property, and a complete refusal to participate in violence or coercion of any kind. This marked his dietary practice as distinct from many vegetarians of his time. Tolstoy made the link between vegetarianism and a wider humanitarianism explicit. How is it possible to regard the killing of animals for food as evil, but not to condemn the killing of men through war and capital punishment? Tolstoy's philosophical argument against all forms of violence was not original to him, but it resonated all over the world with those who saw him as a shining example. Interestingly, unlike many animal rights activists of his day and ours, Tolstoy refused to endorse legislation to punish animal cruelty, believing that punishment would only result in the perpetuation of violence. Nonviolence, nonresistance, and brotherhood were the principles that lay at the basis of Tolstoyan vegetarianism. Leo Tolstoy wrote, "A man can live and be healthy without killing animals for food. Therefore, if he eats meat, he participates in taking animal life merely for the sake of his appetite, and to act so is immoral." What I think about vivisection is that if people admit that they have the right to take or endanger the life of living beings for the benefit of many, there will be no limit to their cruelty. If a man aspires towards a righteous life, his first act of abstinence is from injury to animals. As long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields. And it was on this day in 2014, Robin Robertson's Vegan Without Borders cookbook was published. Robin Robertson has written more than 20 cookbooks, including the bestsellers Quick Fix Vegan, Vegan Planet, Fresh from the Vegan Slow Cooker, and One Dish Vegan. A longtime vegan and former restaurant chef, she writes the Global Vegan column for Veg News magazine, and has written for Vegetarian Times, Cooking Light, Natural Health, and other magazines. This cookbook is her most lavish so far, with 150 recipes that crisscross the globe, showing how vegan cooking can capture the essence of more than 20 countries, from an intense Eastern European goulash to spicy Ethiopian berber stews to sop up with spongy injera flatbread. And you won't have to run all over the town hitting specialty markets to make these dishes, since most ingredients can be found in any grocery store. This is ideal for adventurous eaters looking to expand their horizons. And here's a reading from Leo Tolstoy's fable, Esarhaddon, King of Assyria, in which a sage puts the king inside the consciousness of a hunted animal. He was astonished that he was an animal, and astonished also at not having known this before. He was grazing in a valley, tearing the tender grass with his teeth, and brushing away flies with his long tail. Around him was frolicking a long-legged, dark gray ass colt, striped down his back. Kicking up his hind legs, the colt galloped full speed to Esarhaddon, and poking him under the stomach with his smooth little muzzle, searched for the teat, and finding it, quieted down, swallowing regularly. Esarhaddon understood that he was a she-ass, the colt's mother, and this neither surprised nor grieved him, but rather gave him pleasure. But suddenly, something flew in with a whistling sound, hitting him in the side, and with its sharp point entered his skin and flesh. Feeling a burning pain, Esarhaddon tore the udder from the colt's teeth and, laying back its ears, galloped to the herd. The colt kept up with him when another arrow in full flight struck the colt's neck. It pierced the skin and quivered in his flesh. The colt sobbed piteously and fell upon its knees. Esarhaddon could not abandon it and remained standing over it. The colt rose, tottered on its long, thin legs, and again fell. A fearful two-legged being, a man, ran up and cut its throat. "Do you now understand," continued the old man, "the animals which you slew and at your feasts were you? Life is one in them all, and yours is but a portion of the same common life." A reading from Leo Tolstoy's fable, Esarhaddon, King of Assyria. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that to be fully human is to be empathetic to all beings.